The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I tell you what, we won't waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And look at Sharp, my guys, Bowman and Prop Stars. Bowman, first off, good to see you, buddy. Second, give me that bullpen report, man. We've been waiting for it all day.
Yeah, I'd be able to go with a bullpen report. Frankie Montas is going to undergo an MRI. He's day-to-day. This honestly couldn't be worse timing for him and the A's in terms of an injury with the trade deadline coming up. Josh Naylor injured his back yesterday. He is back in the lineup today, though. That's big for Guardians. They're already missing Oscar Gonzalez. Chris Archer was scratched for the Twins today, and Mitch White was also scratched for the Dodgers, so update your bets accordingly there.
There we go. Good call on that. Now, Prop Stars, all right? We just say it, man. We got our main James Harden. We got him out of whichever kind of club establishments my man likes to partake in, but it looks like he might be close to a contract extension in Philly. Break it down, man. What do we got?
Yeah, it'd be Harden, the 76ers, to come to terms on a new contract as soon as the next 24 hours, according to Woj, just came out recently. Although Harden has a chance to pick up his nearly $50 million player option ahead of this season, the veteran superstar decided to opt out instead. That decision allowed the Sixers to work on improving the team's supporting cast. So far, the Sixers have added PJ Tucker, DeAnthony Melton, Daniel House, JaVale McGee. It'll be interesting to see both the length of the deal and what sort of flexibility it provides the 76ers. I believe the Sixers are still a piece away from being title contenders and will need to be aggressive this summer if they want to advance past the second rounds of the playoffs.
There we go. There we go. I love it, man. Good call on that. All right, let's get into our plays for today. And Bowman, coming over to you. Hit us, man. Major League Baseball, what do you got?
Yeah, let's do it. So I got two plays today. First play, Phillies minus 160 versus the Nats. The Phillies are 18-9 in their last 27 games, while the Nats are 9-18 in their last 27 games. The Phillies bullpen, Christopher Sanchez is starting today. He's a lefty. He shouldn't go deep. It's going to be mostly a bullpen game for the Phillies, but the Phillies bullpen has been ranked 13th in the league in the past 30 days. So I like them there. Second play, Pirates first five money line plus 155 versus the Yankees. Jose Quintana has been pitching very well lately, and Jameson Taillon, what he's been doing is he's been giving up runs early before he's settling down into the game. The Pirates' bullpen is also solid, so I think but they don't have a ton of depth, so I'm worried about it there. That's why I like the first five. And the Yankees' bats just haven't been able to score early in the game. They love to come back, so I like the Pirates plus 155, first five there as well.
There we go, man. There we go. I'll tell you what. All right, I'm going to leave you all on screen here. I'm going to give my pick really quickly. We're going to go same game, Rangers-Orioles. Both teams to score three runs or more. So we just got to get to three from both teams. All right, it's priced at minus 150, a little juicy. However, I think you're going to like this play. First, I think Texas gets to Baltimore. I think they're going to put up some runs, no doubt. Here's the interesting part. All right, Spencer Howard for the Rangers has pitched three innings this year. My man has an 18 ERA and has given up four home runs in those three innings. That said, he's 1-0. He won the game. It's amazing, right? So we're going to go Rangers, Orioles, both teams to score three runs or more. I think we're going to get there. That's my one play. Now, both of you are on Pirates plays here. I'm on the Yankees, big from the morning show. So props. I know you're on that game as well. Break it down. What do you got?
Yeah, we've got a K-prop AB. Johnny B mentioned him. Jose Quintana. I like him over 3.5 strikeouts. Extremely juicy. You can still find this at minus 160 on MGM. Definitely take it there. I'd even play it for a half unit at 4.5 if it's moved to that number as well. Quintana has been very good. He's averaging the highest swing strike percentage of his career this year, and that's 11-year career. Very impressive. He's facing a Yankees team. Obviously, they have a good lineup, but they strike out a ton against opposing left-handed pitchers. They have the seventh highest K rate versus opposing southpaws. Quintana has eclipsed this line in five straight starts as well. This is just too low of a number for him. My model has him projected at 6.3 strikeouts, which is a really sizable edge as well. That's why I'm willing to eat this juice here. Take Jose Quintana over 3.5 strikeouts.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, first to the Yankees in regards to them hitting southpaws, you know, left-handed hit or pitchers. And also, this isn't a Yankee stadium. They do not have the short ports that they get to work with as well. So, yeah, man, good plays there. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. About all the damage we could do. We'll be live again, as always, on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern normal time. So we will see you then. But as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.